Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So it's all for play for still?
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello, Aston Villa fans. How does it feel to be 10th in the league? How does it feel to have 3 wins out of 4? And how does it feel to have a home win, a 2-1 win against Leicester after some colloquial refereeing, I think is a nice way of saying it. Questionable refereeing. And I wasn't happy with Michael Oliver, and I'm not going to hide it. And it's definitely one. It's a pity Paddy isn't here, because I'm sure Paddy is probably... He's probably after blowing 4 or 5 head gaskets, I think, at some of the decisions made. But look, it is what it is, and we came out of it with a 2-1 win. And that's definitely a game that I think in the past we would have drawn 2-2, or I'm loath to say it, but maybe even worse. But a 2-1 win, fantastic to see. Who had Ezri Konsa scoring a brace? Anybody? Anybody? No? Anyone there in the comments? Have they went back it? I'd say you'd have your house and your kids' college funds paid for if you did. But Ezri Konsa gets a brace, first one. He did get that touch to it after the Emi Buendia header. Come here, call a spade a spade here for a moment. Leicester, I know he's only 5 foot nothing, but like, you can't leave somebody free that much space on the edge of the penalty area, or sorry, on the penalty spot. No matter who he is, he's going to be able to pick his spot and head that into the corner. And Emi Buendia did, and it was fantastic to see. It was brilliant. Carson White has just mentioned there as well, 7 years since a win versus Leicester at Villa Park. The first time we've beaten Brendan Rodgers ever at Villa Park. Brendan Rodgers had never lost at Villa Park as a manager before. I think that's what they said on Sky. Fantastic stuff. Brilliant. What a win. What a bloody win. 4:30. There was a stat going around during the week as well. Aston Villa had lost the most amount of games on a Sunday. We're changing that stat as well, hopefully. Slowly but surely, we're going to change that stat. And, you know, that's a good win today. That's a really good win against Leicester team. Leicester team, albeit down in their luck, you know, questioning a couple of things, looking for that spark. Jamie Vardy came on, might have had... I don't know. I'm gonna check right now and see how many touches Jamie Vardy had, but I don't know. Did he have many? Jamie Vardy had one touch of the ball when he came on. One touch of the ball. Just for anyone wondering, I'm using this wonderful application. Who scored? Look at all the touches. It's lit up like a blue and orange Christmas tree. But Jamie Vardy had one touch. Throughout the course of the game, Aston Villa's touch map, we can see it here. It's fantastic. It's all around the field. Last season, just for a bit of context, I suppose. Last season, when we had Jack Grealish in the field, obviously the touch map was heavily, heavily littered to the left-hand side. We can see that while we do attack down the left-hand side a small bit more than the right-hand side, we do have, it is a bit more spread out across the field. Couple of things I wanted to talk about today in the game, and we're going to get your comments then afterwards. you know, and I'm missing the interviews. I just got too excited and I wanted to pop on here because there was 21 frees, 22 frees for Leicester, giving away 22 frees before there was a yellow card for a Leicester player. And it was a yellow card for an absolutely stupid foul from James Maddison, who, be honest with you, played okay today, but showed his limitations in the middle of the field. Villa didn't have it all their own way. The first half, Villa were getting ripped a new one by Harvey Barnes down the left wing. They made adjustments. This is the second time in the space of a week that Villa have made adjustments at halftime that have gone at some way to neutralizing the other team's attack and giving us a better platform for us to attack on. That is huge. That is, like, that's where games are won or lost. It's all, specifically when you don't have somebody like a Cristiano Ronaldo or a Kevin De Bruyne or a, you know, a world beater player on the field. When you don't have that, and when the sum of the collective is better than the is better than the individuals in the field, you need to be able to make those adjustments. And this is the second time that they've done that. They protected Matty Cash a small bit more in the second half. They gave him a small bit more. John McGinn did Trojan work in the second half, and it did a lot of work in the first half, but it was different. The midfield structure, and I can't wait to look at it. I can't wait to look back at it. I don't know what the difference was, but you just saw him popping up a bit more. Ramsey was filtering back a small bit more. You know, all these little things matter. And that's why I wanted to come on more so than anything else. We made adjustments. We changed them. We attacked them specifically at their weak point. How many times before have we seen Aston Villa attacked at their weak point and teams getting joy from that soft underbelly, wherever it's identified? Villa went for them in the set piece and our two goals came from set pieces. That's massive progress. That is massive progress. And that's what you need to do. That's what game planning really is. And I love that. I really, really love that. Love to see that. Albeit we created loads of chances from open play as well. And that's something I'm going to be critical of Ollie Watkins from that point. Ran his socks off, played brilliantly. Hold up play was pretty good. But my God, he needs to get better at those one-to-ones and those clinical finishes. Like, it was a bit of nail biter at the end. Where are we going to hang on to the 2-1? We should have been 5-1 up at that stage. Jacob Ramsey's goal that was chalked off because of Michael Oliver. I'm not going to go into too much of Michael Oliver. We're going to save that for the reaction pod with Paddy. Jacob Ramsey's ball that was squared to him and he was on the penalty area and he skied it. Watkins had 2 1-on-1 chances. Need to be better at those. Just need to be better at those. You know, they're going to be the difference. Kasper Schmeichel's a good goalkeeper, but both of those could have been scored. They were both straight at him. That's my only criticism. That's my criticism of the attacking intent. Buendia was magnificent today. Buendia's short little wall touch passes are super. Really, really super. And Martin is a save. Wow. What a save to dig that out from under the bar from that header from Harvey Barnes, I think it was. Just a really, really good performance. Tyrone Mings, imperious at the back. Patson Daka was running in behind him. They made a change. Mings started to, I'm not going to say he went into the sweeper role, but Mings started to play a bit deeper. Made that nice change. Patson Daka didn't get many runs in behind him. Kanza was very good. Obviously, he got his 2 goals, but in open play, he was really good. Marvellous Nakamba. Ty Bracey said it. Marvellous Nakamba. Couldn't be happier for him. 6 weeks ago, he was on the fringes, and we spoke about it in the pre-match game. Maybe he's going to be sold to Newcastle. Maybe he's going to be sold to Mönchengladbach. Now he's pivotal player, you know, player of the month candidate at the moment. Just fantastic. Just fantastic, you know, from Nakamba today. Fantastic from our midfield 4 or 5, whatever way you want to look at it. Ashley Young, our fullbacks were our weakest position today. Top Matty Cash in defence and positioning in the first half was so-so. Thought Ashley Young just gives me angst in the fullback position, but that's my problem, my fault, as opposed to him playing badly. I'm just not comfortable with it, and that's something I got to live with. But really, really great stuff. You know, I thought there was, and yes, this is coming. Like, I'm sure when I look back at it, there's going to be a lot more kind of criticisms that you'll find. But, you know, games aren't always perfect. Games aren't perfect. Our structure in the first half was non-existent, but we got something done and we could have gone in at 2-1. You know, we were winning ugly or we were drawing ugly. And the first goal we conceded was just really bad defending. Really bad defending. But the positive is we finished stronger than them. Yes, they were playing their fourth game in something like 8 in 10 days or something crazy like that. Or third game in 8 days or something. But still, we can only play what's in front of us. And we went and we beat a Leicester team that's finished fifth the last 2 years in a row. That is good. That is progress. And I liked what I saw from Aston Villa there today. I really did. Good to see some substitutions come on. Sansong came on. Kari Chukwueke came on and played really well, I thought. I thought he got on the ball. I thought he looked for the ball. I thought they trusted him an awful lot to play in that 10 position, which is really good. We brought on Axel Tuanzebe in a stopper. I don't know that we got three at the back. I'm loath to mention it because it's not exactly something that people like to hear. But I don't know, did we? He looked to slot back into that centre-half role a small bit at times. But he played well. He only had one touch of the ball, but he did what he needed to do. And he was probably brought on to marshal Vardy's pace, you know, because they went with not really two up top, but they took off Adamola Lookman, who, by the way, had like something like 7 fouls in the game. It wasn't booked. Right. Before I get onto that, let's take a little look at some of your comments there before we finish up. John Bambury says it could have been 6 in the second half. I genuinely believe it could have been at least 4 or 5. You know, we played some really good stuff and we got into really good areas and we caught them on the break brilliantly. Really, really liked it. Claudy says, get in there, lads. Great result up the Villa. Alex says, I had a feeling about tonight. Cracking game, but honestly, we could have been out of sight by the end. Shocking refereeing performance again. Ah, well, up the Villa. I 100% agree with that. And there we go again. Carson said 7 years since our last win versus Leicester. Up the Villa, you beautiful man. I don't know, my beautiful man, but I'll take it. I'll take it. I'm getting 2 hours of sleep for the last 5 weeks. So, yeah, I can't claim to be beautiful. Maybe it's my ego that's fragile, but my body is tired and broken, for sure. I think there was better odds for Kanza ending up in a brace than getting one. I like that. The set pieces have improved. You could see they're actually working on new stuff in training. And that's a really interesting one, because if my mind isn't mistaken, against Man City, or maybe it might have been against Crystal Palace, look how we set up from corners. We did some really strange things, like having two pods of players, one at the front post, one at the back post. And we left a big corridor up the middle. So we're trying different things in set pieces, kind of like we were at the start of the season. We were doing this at the start of the season as well. But Douglas Luiz taking corners as well is another. His corners are a bit flatter and they're a bit, they're less loopy, if that makes sense. That's the technical term, I think I'm going to call it, loopy, than corners we've seen. But no, fair play to him. He's playing really well. Andrew says McGinn was in beast mode. If Leicester were armed with shotguns, he still wouldn't go down. Yeah, and you could see that at the very end. He absolutely hassled the living daylights of Ndidi, won the ball back, got down the line. Sancho went to push him out over the end line, didn't go down, kept on playing, got around Schmeichel and went to put it in the back of the net, albeit he giving away a foul about 8 seconds previous to that. Sam Bentley says if Southgate doesn't give Kanza the call up now, yeah, he's sitting beside Perslow, so you never know. Someone's going to give him a call up. It's either going to be him, or it's going to be Southgate, or it's going to be. But then again, look, with regards to the English team, there isn't another game until March. We know Southgate picks players on form. So a lot of water to go under the bridge between now and March. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Villa 3-1, you love to see it. Did I miss a goal? Oh, you're talking about the Ramsey goal. Yeah, that was a ridiculous thing. That was ridiculous. I'm going to save all my reaction to that for the next podcast. This is right, Rob. I agree with this. Professional but wasteful performance. Kanza brilliant, or Nakamba brilliant. Kanza Gomes. It was a very wasteful performance from Aston Villa. And how often do we say that? Maybe not often enough, because we haven't been creating chances at the start of the season. But now we're creating chances. I'd love to know what our XG was. And you know me, I'm not a massive believer in that being the be all and end all. But it is definitely a marker. You know that we can. That you can look at. Where are we looking for? Our XG was 2.21. I think that's good. That's good, considering theirs was 0.94. So I suppose, realistically speaking, the it evened out. But Kanza's goal in the 54th minute from the corner only had an XG of 0.12. So no one expected him to score. Like, historically, he doesn't score a goal. It's difficult to score a goal from there. Harvey Barnes' one was 0.06. So historically, it's really difficult to score the goal that Harvey Barnes did. But once again, we'll talk about that in the post game. I want to watch that back again. So we'll be doing a post game maybe tomorrow or the day after. It's just me ranting about my feelings at this moment in time. This is my therapy session. Nakamba is superb. Michael Oliver isn't. Absolutely. And O'Grady says, where's the baby? We want the baby. Well, the reason I'm allowed out here is because the baby is inside being fed at the moment. So that's why I'm out here. Otherwise, I would be in my sitting room. Where else are we? So Pete says, Peter, even I feel so. I know a guy called Pete Smith. That's why I said Pete. I'm sure you won't mind me calling me Pete. Won't mind me calling you Pete. I feel so much more confident the 2-1. I was sure we would hold on with Gerard. I'm excited for even this season. Now, if we could get to 21 points by halfway, we would have a chance still. 25 points. Well, we're on 19 at the moment. So that's 6 points, considering we have Burnley and Norwich and left to come. I would be expecting at least, you kind of have to go into that expecting, you know, points, at least 3 points from that. So, yeah, I think we could get to 25 by halfway for sure. Carson says if Buendia sharpens his first touch a little bit more and release the ball quicker, he could be a player. Looks a guy with lovely skill and technical ability. Yeah, he's small of stature, you know, so I can imagine that's exactly where he wants to be and what he wants to be as well. Mike Warmbold says, officiating in this league is shocking. Getting an independent regulator just for them. It's been asked for, it's been called for, it's been wanted. Welch Woody says, marvellous Nakamba, what a wonderful name. Marvellous Nakamba, what a wonderful player. We need to get a song for our Makaleli. He's turning into Makaleli at the moment, isn't he, the way he's playing. Andrew says, refereeing injustices will be an excuse under Dino. Stephen, no excuses. Villa win anyway. Well, yeah. Well, I think they only become excuses if you don't win. And I'm sure we will have instances whereby we won't win and referees will be dire and Stephen Gerrard won't spare them in the post-match. So it's a bit of chicken and egg, I think, with that one. But yeah, I know what you're saying. And Garrett, absolutely. I was doing the foul counter on Twitter. Villa 8 fouls, 1 yellow card. Leicester 25 fouls committed, 1 yellow card. Give me strength. There's so many comments here, guys. There's so many comments here. I'm after losing it there. Souness is so anti-Villa. Is Graham Souness talking about penalties? The Dewsbury Hall should have got a penalty after he dived? Is that what he's talking about? Is that what Souness is talking about? That man is full of bluster, isn't he? Fake hard man, Graham Souness. Fake hard man, just like, yeah. Anyway, won't get into it. Souness is salt in Villa. Oh, poor Souness. Poor Souness. Oh. Right, guys. I think that's what that's going to do because I don't want to exactly go all in on Graham Souness. He's not here to defend himself. I think it's only fair. He still has nightmares over Eamon Dunphy. All you got to do is search Eamon Dunphy, Graham Souness on YouTube and you'll understand why Souness couldn't hack it in RTE. And now he's there inside there in the comfort of the Sky Sports studio. So fair play to him. I'd love that gig as well. And good player. And I wish him all the best in the future, Mr. Graham Souness. Anyway, you can't take away our win. We won 2-1 against Leicester City. We're onwards and upwards. 10th in the league, 19 points. And that's a brilliant Sunday for me, for you and for everybody. So with that, I'm going to leave you guys go. Thanks so much, as I say, always for popping on. And it's fun when we win. All that's left to say is up the Villa.
Podcast Network.